What's up, TSO gang, 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 gang? What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. What's up, babies? As y'all know, I start every episode with thanking y'all. I love you down. You are the reason I do what I do. You guys are awesome. So we had a message come in through the last episode, baby loves, which chose to remain anonymous. So, babies, I love you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you for your opinion, you know, your perspective. And I appreciate, you know, you guys sending in even a message to, even if it's anonymous. But, babies, let's get in tune with each other. If you have not followed the podcast, this is your sign to follow the podcast now. Go ahead and hit that follow button. And while you're at it, hit the notification bell to be notified every time your girl drops a video. Because these videos are dropped every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, as y'all know, by 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Baby loves. So I want to just go ahead and jump really quick into poly part four, which is just going to discuss the polyamorous relationship. So we've went through, you know, polygamy, we've went through polyamory, and now today we are just going to discuss that third poly relationship, which is a polyamorous relationship. Okay, and then we will go ahead and get into the guest message a little bit towards the end. I will go ahead and discuss that message because I always want to, you know, put my perspective out there for whatever discussion that you guys have, any topic that you have, we can discuss it here on this platform. That's what it's here for. That's what I'm here for, you. So babies, if you went through the last you know, episodes of the parts for poly, then you would know there are different poly relationships, right? Excuse my little Frenchie. He's been making noise in the past few episodes. You guys, he's been a little sick still, but mommy's been watching him, right? You know, I love my babies. So, guys, polyamorous. I'm sorry, you guys. Y'all know me and these words, right? I don't know. It's just like, I don't know why. I don't know why, you guys. It's just like these words just, they just come. And like the G just comes. Like, I don't know why. It's just there all the time. So you guys, polyamorous, right? So when you're in a polyamorous relationship, it's not much. You're just, it's where you just want to have, so like I said, the polygamy is just a husband and a wife, or, you know, just a relationship where you are sleeping with one other person. Like, you want someone else to come into your home and you're sleeping with just that person. So it's just three people having sex with each other. That's it. Right. And then we have the polyamory, which is where your relationship has multiple partners. Right. And then we have the polygamous relationship, okay? And that's where people, okay, have multiple relationships, like multiple intimacy relationships at the same time, literally. Like, and when I say multiple, it's not multiple like where you have the polyamory, where a relationship is just, you know, multiple people having sex with them. Polyamorous is more than that. Okay. So the best way to explain polyamorous is going to be, it's not an open relationship, right? So polygamy is not open, clearly. We have where we have a relationship where you want one other person to join that relationship, right? And then we have the polyamory, which is a relationship that wants multiple partners, right? And then we have, you know, the polyamorous, which we're gonna, like, that's just an open relationship, literally. Like, there's no relationship there. Like, it's just open It's free. It's vibrant. It's vibrant. but it's free. It's open. It's for everyone. Like, you know what I mean? Like I said, poly is just where you're having multiple partners, regardless, you're having more than the two people in your relationship, but there are different relationships to poly, okay? And I just wanted to break that down for you guys. So I have broken it up straight down for you. You should know the difference. You should know what you're into. You should know what you're not into. I've already told you guys, if you're not able to allow your partner to build a relationship with someone else outside of you, inside of this poly, then it's not for you. Neither relationships. Not near three. You definitely can't deal with polygamous. Like, I mean, polygamous, that's open. I mean, that's like, you don't need to even tell him, babe, I'm going to get some dick. I'm going to get two other dicks. And them dicks about to feel good or whatever. And then you about to come home and be like, oh, babe, I just got two dicks. And how was, you know, whatever you had going on. But, baby, let me tell you about these two dicks. Them two dicks had my stomach hurting, right? Not me, because I can't. What? Two dicks? What? Not over here. Double P? What? Nah, I'm good. Don't double penetrate this pussy. This pussy is not. This is not no double penetration type of pussy. You know what I'm saying? There's double penetration type of pussies where you could just, like, you know, where you could just go ahead and deal with two niggas fucking your pussy at the same time. This ain't it. This ain't it. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. This ain't it. Now, if give me two bitches. Give me 10 bitches. 10 bitches? Baby, we could get it on, okay? But don't ever in your life try to bring me no two niggas, no multiple niggas, no niggas. Give me the bitches. I'm sorry, babies. Give me the girls. Give me the girls. I want some girls. Not bitches. I don't like to say bitches because y'all know, when people call me a bitch, I mean, it depends on who you are. If you are close to me, 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to hold you. It's going to be where it's at. Like, whatever. You can say whatever you want. Sticks and stones. Sticks and motherfucking stones. But a stranger, it's like, I don't know. I probably would be a little more upset because, one, you don't even know me and you're just calling me a bitch. Like, who the fuck do you think you are, right? But anyway, let's get into this message that we got, y'all. Since I broke down all three parts of poly, I hope you guys understand better. I hope that you guys, like, get it. But listen, don't try to go and get in no poly relationship. Like I said, if you're not able to allow your partner to be open and build a relationship with someone else outside of you, inside of your poly, it's not going to work. It would never work. So don't ever think about it. I don't care if you're trying to get a man, a girl. It just is not going to work because at the end of the day, everybody has to build a bond. Like, how the hell are you going to be living in the same house with not? Like, that's just weird shit, right? Here we go with that weird word. I told y'all last episode I was going to try to use the word weird. That's the first time. But I'm getting better. I think I'm getting better because, listen, I'd say weird a lot. I don't know. Lately, I've been saying weird a lot. And that was the first time off this whole episode. And guys, I think we got like 7 minutes in, so I think I did pretty good. I think I did pretty good. Tell me. Let me know. How y'all think? But this message had me over the top because they felt like when I read it yesterday, it was kind of like I kind of felt like they were coming for me. I'm not going to lie. But that's where perspective comes in, because it, like, we could take things a certain way a lot of times. But when we do, like, let's say, okay, I felt the way, right? So what I did, instead of getting on my P's, okay, I just sat there and I literally deciphered. Like, I was like, okay, let me break this down. Let me think about it from all angles and see if this is truly someone trying to come for me. They wasn't coming for me, y'all. They was not coming for me. They was not coming for me. They were just simply stating. So the statement went, I'm so out. Like, babies, I hope that someday, one day soon, I get a voice message or even a message where I could go ahead and actually put it in the podcast to where it doesn't seem like I'm just making these things up. Because, babies, I don't know if y'all think I am or not, but this, like, I just want somebody not anonymous, just so it could seem like, you know, like, real. I mean, it's real. My anonymous supporter. I'm not saying you're not real, because I know you're listening to this, and I don't want you to think that I feel like you're not real. I appreciate it. I support you. I'm here for you, and I always will give my perspective on whatever topic it is that you guys bring to me, anonymous or not. But I just feel like it would be so much more intimate if we were able to discuss this together. But anyway, I do want you guys to know that you are able to get on the schedule and not have your name out there. You are always able to just put like a nickname or whatever. Like my, if you guys go ahead and listen to part two to my last episode, not my last episode, yeah, my last segment, part two, then you would see that the guest star that I had on there, they put their little, their nickname, their tag name on there, their stage name, if you want to call it, which was Pause. he went by Pause. I did introduce him regularly before he got on, but he was fine with that. You know, that's what he wanted. And then he wouldn't introduce his tag name. So, you guys, you are always able to stay anonymous, even through the voice link. You just introduce your tag name if you want to make a tag name, and no one would know it's you, you know, unless somebody knows your voice, of course. But let's not worry about that. That's what we're here for. That's what we're building this community for. That's what this platform is for. It's for us to, we need to break down these walls of not understanding. We need to break down the walls for these people to understand that we are here, we are loud, and we are proud of whatever it is that we have going on today. Like, why not? Let's discuss it. Like, there's no reason that we shouldn't be able to put out there what we want and get back positivity. There's no reason that there's so much negative energy spread in this world today on what other people are doing. I had someone post under my under one of my videos the other day, and they just were pretty much saying like, oh, I wouldn't have posted that. Okay, well, that's what makes you you, and that's what makes me me. Is that right, or is that right? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's, if I'm looking at somebody something that I don't like, I'm never gonna like intentionally click on their page to be like, oh, well, I wouldn't have did that. I'm gonna say that in my mind, yeah, but I'm gonna keep it moving also. I'm not gonna go to their stuff to be like, oh, well, I wouldn't have done that. Because one, why would they care of what I wouldn't have done? It's their life. Everybody has a life to live. And I think that so many people have lived life for other people that now that when they see someone actually living their life for them, they're like, oh, well, why the fuck are they doing that? Oh my God, why the fuck are you doing that? Like, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing that. Oh my God, I would have never. Well, yeah, that's what makes you you, and that's what makes them them. That's what makes me me, and that's what makes you you. I mean, it's just, everyone's different. Everybody in this world was born different. We all have a different mold somewhere. We all have a different, the only thing that we have act the same, like literally the same, and it's not even the same feeling of it, but we have the same genitals, clearly. I mean, everybody has a pussy and everybody has a dick. If you're a male, you're a female, you have a pussy or a dick. If you're a hermaphrodite, clearly you have both. But the point is, we all have the same genitals. We don't have the same mindset. We don't have the same body type. We don't have the same perspective. We don't have the same anything other than genitals. So why do people think that we need to be like them? Nobody needs to be like anybody. The only thing you need to be like is you, because that's what you are. You, period. But babies, real quick, let's get into this message before we end this this video. And that led me to get into this message because, like I said, I felt like this person was being very negative and coming for me when they weren't. And if you were, I took it as you weren't. So let's just leave it as you weren't coming for me, baby love. But they felt like, so the person said, so under the part two segment, they felt like they messaged in and they felt like, well, I feel like you should not. I yawned, babies, but I try to turn it into a little song. I try to turn it into a little yawning thing for y'all, so it didn't look a little weird. But yeah, you guys, so he felt like, well, he or she, because I honestly don't even know if they're female or male. They didn't have a picture on their profile. So they felt like, so they said to me, well, I feel like you should not put out there, you know, that your husband didn't want this or didn't want that. So they felt like I shouldn't have put it out there from my husband's point of view. Okay. So now just to get into it real quick. And I'm just going to explain real quick why I felt like they were coming for me. Because why I just told you how the other person responded to me under my video on Facebook. One of my reels. They felt like, oh, well, I shouldn't put that up there. So I felt like pretty much that's what the other person was saying. This person I messaged on the Spotify link. But they weren't, right? It's a total different context. So they were just explaining to me how they felt like I shouldn't put my husband out there. You know, just meaning, you know, if he doesn't come on here to speak about it, maybe I shouldn't speak about him and the things that he don't like or whatever. Pretty much he's not able to attest to what it is that I'm saying. So maybe I shouldn't put it out there because I am speaking from my perspective, right? I completely agree, baby love. I completely agree. I'm not into the world of exploiting anyone. I'm not into that business. So you are absolutely right. And that's why I had to sit back. I really, really, really had to look at it. I had to break it down and think about it from different angles. Not just the, oh, they're coming for me angle. I had to look at it like, oh, well, what could they really mean by this? Like, what could they really be trying to tell me in this message? And that's what they were trying to tell me, you know, that I always say I'm not exploiting anyone and things like that. So I don't want to bring anyone else into the podcast episodes other than the people that are able to attest for what it is that they do like, what it is that they don't like and things of the nature. Yes, he's my husband. Yes, I am able to speak on him whenever I feel. But I completely and validly, okay, agree with your statement. I completely, totally agree with your statement. There was no reason for me to bring in what it is that he likes, what he don't like. But I just, I honestly, just discussing my relationship because I am trying to get into a poly relationship that, you know, it was just things that he, you know, had wanted me to set boundaries on. And there were things that I just don't even have any boundaries for. So I just felt the need to bring him into it. But he wasn't in it. So I get it. He wasn't in the episode. So I get it, baby. And I'm here for it. I'm here for y'all. I'm here to understand. I'm here to put out. That's what the platform's for, babies. That's the community we're building. So, I appreciate your message, love. It wasn't like a topic or discussion or nothing, but I want to know, let you know that I appreciate the message. I appreciate your perspective and, you know, making me look at things from a different perspective, because like I said, I could have looked at it very negatively and came on here very negatively, but I did not. I look at everything from a different angle today. Okay. Like maybe starting a year ago. I just look at everything different. I look at it from all angles, not just my own. But baby, thank you. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys down. I hope you guys understand poly a little better. Now stay tuned for this next segment, babies, because we are actually getting into season 2, babies. We are getting into season 2. Season 2 is going to be a little bit more raunchy. I'm not going to lie to y'all. It's definitely going to be a little bit more raunchy. It's going to be more sex involved. It's more sex involved. So baby loves, stay tuned for next week's episodes. We are starting season 2. And season 2, I'm telling y'all, it's going to be more intriguing. Intrigued. All plurals. All. It's just going to be lit. We're here for it. I'm here for it. Join in with your girl. If you have a message that you want to send in, a topic, a discussion, any of the nature, make sure you are hitting that message link. If you are on Spotify, if you're listening to another platform, there should be that hyperlink there. Look for it, babies. Get with your girl. I'm here to talk about anything, everything. Let's make these motherfuckers uncomfortable. And by these, I mean the people that who do not like to understand, that do not want to try to understand. Let's get them to understand. Let's shake these motherfuckers up. I will see you babies next episode. But if you're not following, this is your sign. Follow the podcast today. Follow that podcast and hit the notification bell to be notified every time your girl drops these episodes. every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I love you babies down. We're here for it.